pastors, over 200 at some churches. We can't keep up. I'm always glad Holy Spirit keeps up, because we can't. Greet you with very much love. You who have been with us, they send special greetings. Prophet Ed, dear ones, when we have a prophet among us, there's nothing wrong with saying Prophet Ed, is that right? And Prophet, Greg. Is that right?
Very quiet.
Because you're thinking, it was Apostle Paul. And if God gives giftings, and today we spoke, or you were called forth, those who feel a stirring toward giftings, then don't be ashamed. It's to God's glory, and that's what you and I are all about. Is that right? You and I have been created for God's glory. Beloved church, we are so shy, and we are so quiet. I know some of us are noisier than others, but still, embrace and rejoice the gifting God has given you for the edification of the church, for the encouragement of God's people. We need encouragement, and when I came back from Mozambique, God said, speak to my people about encouragement. Challenge them, but speak about encouragement. You know, it's so important. Then we don't go, woe is me, and I have a bad leg. I don't have time for this. Be still, I say. Okay, so we're going to operate it. I'm real thankful for that. So back to all the dear people. They greet you and they thank you. They're in prayer today. They know I'll be speaking, and they do that wherever I go, as we should pray. And I know you are a praying people. Sing to God and bless His name. Stand up and proclaim this together with me. I do one verse, and then I really mean it. People of God, we've got to move with Jesus. Say it. Sing to God. Bless His name. Is ego involved? Is ego? Don't say it. Is ego involved? No. Sing to God and bless His name. Proclaim the good news of His salvation from day to day. Let's say it. Proclaim the good news of salvation from day to day. That means every moment. Not just on Sundays. I know you know that you're good upright Christians. But hey, none of us can praise God enough. When I walked in and I saw the words, very similar out of Chronicles, and I come and see this awesome fall. I'm so glad I come back for fall. It's one of the most glorious times of the seasons. Praise Him and His salvation. Declare His glory among the nations. Say it. Declare His glory among the nations. His wonders among all peoples. His wonders among all. Dear ones, it's not a suggestion. It's a command. It's a command. And let's do it. So, you may be seated. That was just a little exercise. Every morning when you get out of bed, find a praise verse and just praise the Lord. Really, worry and tiredness and all that stuff goes away. He's much, these songs, we are so fortunate to be able to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. The mandate in this psalm is to declare to declare at all times God's glory and evangelize all the peoples of the world. Peoples of the world starts right here in Goshen, Indiana, and then out wherever God calls us. God wants the victory. I know it's burning inside some of you, but let it burn more. God wants the victory of Jesus to spread to all the nations of the world. He wants us to proclaim and live out the liberating message of the good news of Jesus Christ and His kingdom. How can you and I be messengers of His glory, His love, and His salvation? As I came back, I saw a CD out here titled Prayer. I always take them. What I miss, I just take home and listen to it. And said something very wise. You know what he said? God gives us prayer requests. Not the long shopping list we have. That's okay, but don't make it too long. It gets too self-centered. I'm sorry, beloved brethren. I speak sometimes the truth a little bit strong, but it's true, Americans. I'm American too, really. I'm a permanent resident for 50 years. I'm part of you all. We are together in this. But he said, God gives us prayer requests when we read the Word of God. When we pray the Word of God, you can never go wrong by praying the Word of God. Amen? I know many of you do that. But maybe sometimes you think, well, what shall I pray if I shouldn't pray my own shopping list? Then go to the Word and find some. And here's one. The Lord gives us the answer through prayer, a prayer request that He Himself instructs us. And then He says in Psalm 2:8, I'll get to Mozambique. Psalm 2:8, ask of me and I will give you the nations for your inheritance and the ends of the earth for your possession. Ask of me. God wants us to ask Him. But if we don't ask Him for the nations, then He can't give them to us. We co-labor with God. I don't know how that works. This morning, as I was getting ready, and these days, as I was preparing what God would have me share, I just wanted to be on my face before my Lord. I just say again, here I am. Send me. Said that. That was my mission sending 24 years ago. He says, ask of me that I will give you the nations. My newsletter is called Mozambique for the Kingdom. And sometimes I thought, wow, that's a bold thing to say. Well, yeah, ask of me and I will give you the nations. Lord, give us Mozambique. Lord, give us America. It's not for us, it's for your gospel. Lord, give us Israel. Awesome things are happening there. Watch out, people. We are so close, so close. And in Mozambique, an ex-communist nation, I've prayed many, many times. You are praying with me. Others are praying. We have a lot, Steve and Rachel over there. You know, Mozambique today, the government, I'll have a little PowerPoint later, the government says to the Christians and to pastors specifically, pastors, come join us, pray for us. So the Religious Affairs has now a group that is just pastors to advise the government. How do you like that? And then they said, and pray for us. Pray for our nation. You have much more power than we do. This is today. It's off the press. I can find it in internet. Señor Felipe Nyusu, who is now elected to be the new president, said this in Dondo, where we are living with the orphans and Bantu Praise Church, is very active in this. Isn't God answering that prayer? The whole nation isn't yet the Lord's, but sure, some high top officials are proclaiming and asking for help where the power is, and it's in prayer. Say yes! Okay, it can happen for us too. Again, when I read the foundation, you know, the fathers of our foundation, the foundation of fathers, whatever that is, founding fathers, thank you, Pastor. You see, they were founding our nation on the commandments. Really? Okay, they were also human beings, and it was political and all, but never mind that. Look always for what is of God in something. Beloved Christians, I challenge you. Satan gets much too much attention with all of the problems and the earthquakes and the horrific things that are happening. When I hear the news, I'm listening to the news here. In Mozambique, I can only get the internet besides Mozambican news. I don't have cable there. So, but it's horrific what's happening. But do I focus on that all the time? Then I'm giving Satan a lot of attention. It's just what he wants. Don't do it, beloved. Every time you hear a horrific thing happening, then pray right away, Lord. Go catch that murderer and bring him to yourself. Send a messenger. I pray for salvation for this one. Do something. positives that gives God the power and gives him our co-laboring. Amen? In Mozambique, we say amen when we agree. If you don't agree, well, then you just go to sit there. But if you agree, then shout amen, because God wants his people to say so. Yes. I know I'm a little noisy. Forgive me. It's okay. We need to be gripped with compassion for the lost, as Jesus was. Beloved ones, our dear brother Tim is now going out. There are so many ministries. We were last night with World Missionary Press. So many ministries. I was listening on a Christian broadcast, a radio broadcast that is reaching the 1040 window. It's reaching where we can't go in at this point. We're not allowed to go in. But there are everything, beloved ones, has to be stirred up with your love to Jesus. Love the Lord, your God, with all your heart, soul, mind, and spirit, and your neighbor as yourself. When you dated, that love to that precious one, as I tell you, when you dated that beautiful Joyce, you wanted to know everything that she likes, and you did everything to please her, right? Our love story with God is the same. Do everything that God so longs us to. When we worship, as I was saying this morning, we worship him, and I prayed or spoke a prayer over the worship team. Lead us into God's presence. You have a great responsibility to lead God's people into his presence to worship him. That's why we were created. And it is a gift that we still may come together without having to worry that there's a soldier or an armed guard, a soldier out there spying on us. You know, something sad is happening in Texas. I won't go into that now. You probably have heard that story. If not, ask somebody. Go to the internet. Yes. So, another prayer. Our Lord keeps us to pray. We heard these messages a long time ago. But we must repeat it. God repeats everything because it's important. So when we repeat something, forgive us, but no, don't forgive us. We need to hear it again. Amen? This prayer that Jesus says we should pray is the harvest is truly so plentiful, but the laborers are few. Beloved ones, the harvest is so ripe. I can just speak of Mozambique. Forgive me if that's where I'm concentrating, but we are moving from Mozambique to Malawi to Zimbabwe and now to South Africa. May the Lord give us means and grace and strength and servants of the word to do this. That's why I want to speak now about our teams. I have to sit a minute. A little dizzy. When you sent our beloved brother Jared together with Peggy and Linda first, to give a little bit of the CR. Celebrate Recovery. You know, we have it here. Beloved ones, that is such an awesome ministry. And I always say, all of us are in CR, lest we think, oh, it's for them. That's pride. I'm sorry. If we are all, if we attend specifically that or not, we all. And the messages they brought to a people that have never heard 8 principles to overcome your, help me, Jody, your hang-ups, your hurts, and your something. Habits, oh yes. You see, never heard such a thing. Yes, Brother Steve and Rachel, they brought a message the year before based on ancient paths. That was healing too. This time, it was more specific. And then, after that, 5 days of ministering to God's people when they've never heard, beloved ones, they have seen horrors. They won't speak about that civil war unless you cry it out of them. Babies taken out of the womb and smashed in a corn grinder. Can you imagine? I mean, stuff that you only Satan can give, just like Hitler. That's only, it's so Satan inspired. But they brought a message of hope. God sees us as his favorite, in his favor. That was what Brother Jared said. You know, some have prostituted, some have adulterated, some have murdered. Remember the lady that murdered 8 people through witchcraft. And I was speaking on Jesus' invitation. We were out in the jungle. A very severe drought. And there this lady came running to the altar. When I said, Jesus forgives everything. You might have done this and this and this and this. He forgives, but come and receive his forgiveness. And she just fell prostrate on the ground. Was forgiven that day. A new creation in Christ. And beloved ones, now I'm going to go and say another thing. Don't dwell too long on our words. Don't dwell. You're giving Satan too much attention. I've learned that from my precious brothers and sisters in Mozambique. Simple men of God, men and women of God. Not too long. We need restoration. Please understand me right. But not too long. Because Satan gets too much attention. When I speak of all my hurts, and you can tell a little bit of what I've gone through. I don't have time for that. The kingdom. Let's say kingdom words. And as we get restored, we're getting restored so that we can work in God's kingdom. And serve him. And glorify him. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Ah, now you agree. Okay. I learned this in the precious class that we are having on missions. There are 2,000 people groups that have never heard the gospel. Oh, wait. That's not fair. Brother Ed, when you and Pastor Jim came and you brought the beloved ones, it's never too expensive. Mozambique is expensive. It costs $2,000 in general. Ida Volta. Oh, that's Portuguese. Go and come. Sorry. I forget sometimes. When you came, beloved ones, and you came with them because you prayed, you helped, it was like a wind of Holy Spirit, fresh air. After that message of these beloved brethren on CR, celebrating recovery in Christ, then came this message, speaking into people's lives. They have never heard this. Pastor Lego and one or two others have a prophetic gift, but never used it. I'm hearing it now being used. And it was like fresh, cooling water with wind blowing over. 60 to 80 pastors with their wives, their workers, their older boys. Brother Cordar, he's our worship leader for the youth. You'll see him in a little bit. This man is so filled with the Spirit now. Every time. Beloved ones, oh, I don't know why we don't do this. Prophet Ed said, now all of us have to pray in tongues. We prayed in tongues for how long? 20 minutes, I don't know. They all got filled with the Spirit. They didn't know what tongues was, never heard it. So, well, and it came out. Some didn't. But the Spirit is praying. Don't worry, he'll give it to you. If in words. And this went on for 10 minutes, I don't know. Then came the word. Then came prophesying, beloved ones, sometimes 3 hours. You said that last service was long. Yeah, so what? Holy Spirit spoke. It was awesome. And these pastor leaders, never had somebody spoke. Jeremiah 29:11-29. You know, I have good purposes for you. And they're not only the promise, the actual purpose. There were many prophecies. So, beloved ones, come when Sister Rachel, what's her name? Yes, comes. But we have prophets among us. And you have prophetic gifts. Do you know that Brother Ed said to me, come again, you're full of prophetic gifts. I said, what? I didn't know. It needs a servant of God sometimes to recognize in someone else what your gifting is. Is that right? Then, good, we have a little in there. Do not fear. so you beloved ones who can't go anymore so far, your intercessory prayers are powerful. That's power. And here, back to Isaiah. Fear not, for I am with you. Finished. But there's more. I will bring your children from the east and gather them from the west. It's in reference to Israel, but it's in reference to all of us. I would say to the north, give them up, and to the south, don't hold them back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth, everyone who's called by my name, whom I have created for my glory. I have formed him, yes, I have made him. Do you know that Mozambican children learn still in school that they come from monkeys? Now, they have a little bit of renewed, I don't know which subject that is that teaches that, comes out of Portugal. So now they say there's a theory of this, and then there's a theory of the Big Bang, which is part of this one, probably. I don't know, I don't spend time on that. And then, whatever, and then, oh, and then there's, I don't say acknowledge God as creation, in the creation. But my children, they tell, I ask them, what do they teach? So when I go into the bush and I preach the gospel, and I start with creation. That's why, girls, we're going to work to creation. Because there, you can sneak in that point that God created Adam and Eve and created in his image. And so publicly I say, don't criticize your teacher. He's just teachers. Because if he's a dedicated Christian, hopefully he will take a stand. But teach your children that you are created in God's image and you don't come from a monkey. Important. It seems such a little thing and so logical to us. But that's what the gospel does. It changes and it exhorts us to speak the truth. It liberates us, as we heard earlier. And then we know Jesus says, now listen to this one. Because that means we all have to get more busy in the gospel. That this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world. I'm in Matthew 24:14. That this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations. As a witness to all the nations. And then the end will come. What's your and my job? Preach that to all of that. Okay. Colleges, I've done some homework. Brother Tim said something very wise. He said many wise things. We have fun together. Sometimes we prick each other a little bit, but we always come together. No. Is that right, Tim? Where are you? Hi, there he is. He said, we are, the nations are with us. And so I spoke to, what's our new secretary called? Ivania. Vitalia. Yeah, Vitalia is from Russian descent. I said, oh, you're Russian. I can tell it in your name. Доброе утро. That says good morning. And Доброе вечер says good night. That's all I know. And so we started to talk. He said, do you go to university? Do you study? Yes, I do. I didn't know her. She goes to the university in South Bend. I said, Vitalia, find a ministry in the college there or individuals that reach out to the international community. Find them. So she did. She went. Campus Crusade is one that concentrates especially on the foreign students. Mr. Jim, is that right? I don't know. Yes. And so she did. She didn't look far, and she gets a phone call. I'm interested in starting Campus Crusade. We don't have one here. Oh, we just prayed. We haven't even done anything, you see? It's all founded in prayer, beloved ones. And so, here, I brought a whole book. Oh, it's over there on my seat. All colleges and high schoolers, if you know somebody, and we just put it here with our salvation bags, if you know somebody, in this box is Japanese. I got it from one mission press the other day. Kimera, that's in Kenya. French, Chinese, Finnish, Arabic, Russian, Indonesian, Portuguese, Malayan, German, and other languages, which I don't even know, right here. You can start in your own college or university. Find someone. Chinese, you can't miss it, and you give them a Chinese booklet. I just say, you know what I do? I pretend I don't know anything about it. I say, could you tell me what this says? I don't know if I'm lying. Am I lying? No, is it called the green lie? No, he's not listening. That means I shouldn't say it that way. Okay, I only at times. Other times I say, God, most of the time, Pastor, so I won't lie much more. Most of the time I say, God loves you so much. I did this in Reno, Nevada. Maybe it's a repeat story, forgive me, but it makes a point. Reno, Nevada. And I'm invited to talk time. Now you know that Jonathan Frost doesn't have much trouble talking. I love talk time. And the more we talk about Jesus, go for it. Don't be shy. Oh, loved ones, in a minute we're going to break the curse of shyness and shame of the gospel. We mustn't. We don't have time. And so I went to talk time. The only two showed up. And so this young Japanese guy is there. And I had my Japanese scripture books, among other languages, and talk time. And so I said, sir, God loves you so much. Loved ones, we think that's trite. It's true. And he said, God? Oh, yeah, many gods. He was a Hindu. He has all these little statues where he comes from. And I said, but I know a God, one God, who loves you personally so much. You know what he said? Can I see him today? Can I meet him? Now, what a wide open door to share the gospel. And I did. Jesus Emmanuel, God with us. It was beautiful. And you can do this. Don't be afraid or shy. Also a chamber. We need to get to our pictures. We still have a little time. Also a chambers. Because I love his devotional. My utmost for his highest. Say it. My utmost for his highest. Self has not much space in there. And you know what he writes? The key, I loved it. This was just a few days ago. The key to the missionary message is the atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world. A missionary is one who is wedded to the character of his Lord and Master. I love Jesus, and so do you. Love him more. He has not to proclaim his own point of view, but to proclaim the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. He takes away the iniquity of the world, transgression, sin, the power, inclusive. But with such love. This morning as I was listening to some worship music, I thought, God, what you suffered, and then I thought of the suffering church, what we saw last Sunday. Do you know? I'm reading now Fox's Book of the Martyrs. And I'm reading the early Christian martyrs. They rejoiced to go and be burned at the stake. They said, oh God, give me that heart for your gospel's sake. And one lady saw Polycarp, famous Polycarp, being in 109 AD. It's very early, the early Christians. She was there when he testified. They said, we will put you to the lions, or we'll burn you at the stake if you recant. They said, I cannot. And he gives a glorious testimony of Jesus Christ. And he goes into the flames, praising God. This lady next to him takes off her clothes, humbling herself just like Jesus did. Hashanah. Sacrificing everything to God. But what these saints do, there's one more I heard just now. I get it on the internet. A Syrian lady, her name is, Asia Bibi, a Pakistani Christian, mother of five children, may be executed for an act of kindness. attention to herself. She just bowed her head before class, I guess, and prayed. And the teacher chastised her for praying in a public school. Look, I know there's other worse things in our nation happening. So we must pray. Pray the Lord for the harvest, for the laborers, beloved ones. But this, dear Asia, is not ashamed of the gospel. And so I'm coming to that before we see our PowerPoint. Short one. Where is it? You know, Paul was slandered, spat upon, slashed, nearly killed. Or maybe he was killed, but he got up again. Paul, Apostle Paul. And he says so bravely, I am not ashamed of the gospel. Beloved, beloved church, there is fear here of preaching the gospel. Come on, let's be real, real honest with ourselves. I had to deal with it too. But Jesus dealt with me. I cannot say I'm afraid, but I pray for grace. If I had to go now to the fire because of my faith. Beloved ones, we need to break the curse of fear. Fear and shame. Paul says, I am not ashamed of the gospel. Are you ashamed to speak to your worker? I had a wonderful testimony once with our brother, let me quick, Jay. We were together in the home group maybe now a year or two ago. And Brother Jay said, around me there is so much swearing. And I thought, oh, Brother Howdy is the only Christian that I don't know if it's still so. But he was not ashamed to proclaim Christ in that setting. I talked to another lady, our sister Cindy, works in factory atmosphere. Swearing and stuff that we don't even need to know about. And she is a Christian, just a Christian. Within that, she won't. I don't know if you're testifying by now, maybe in a different place, but testify. Who makes you that you don't speak back or swear back or get angry? Do what Jesus did. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. And so, beloved church, before we see this little clipping, I would like us to stand up once more and be honest. If you are still ashamed of the gospel, be honest now, or fearful, or shy. Shyness is of the devil. Do you know that? Shyness is not of God. We might have a reserved character, but shyness, no. That's not, because that hinders us to obey what God tells us to do. I am talking now to Christians. Amen. And if you are ashamed or fearful, let's just be real honest, and you put up your little hand, and the ones around you are quickly going to pray and break this fear of shame and shyness before we actually proclaim, I am not ashamed, because when you pray and you confess it, it's finished. You don't analyze it much longer. How's that? So, quickly, close your eyes if you don't want anybody to see that you need a little help. I know, Americans are so self-conscious. Come on. It doesn't matter. Yeah, yeah, see, here are honest people. Here are people. Okay, you dear ones who are around them. Now, pray for them. Pray for them. That the fear and the shame is broken. Come, brethren. You must leave your chairs, some of you. Some of you must leave your chairs because it's right in front. They need help. I could do it, but I'm avoiding steps. Yeah. Here's another one. Dear Sister Carrie wants prayer. There's others. Sorry, Carrie, didn't mean to call you out. Pray for them. Break the curse of fear and shame of preaching the love of God to our neighbor, our family, and the nations. In the name of Jesus, we break it. Sharamana, Rasharamana. Ask for help, and it's sends me, so forth. Okay, now, I forgot, Pastor Steve, to put this on the board, but let's just repeat it. You really know this so good. Let's say it together. With Paul, Apostle Paul, he's up there. He's cheering us on. Remember the cloud of witnesses? He said, hey, Jody, keep going. Yes, brother, keep going. Yes, amen. And so are all your beloved ones. Let's pray. Say it together. You can repeat after me. For I am not ashamed of the gospel. Now shout it. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. One more time. For I am not ashamed of the gospel. Let's go. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. Amen. Give yourself a clap. But it's true. Now, if it's necessary, every morning, shout that. But first, shout praises to God. Let your kids hear that Mama and Papa are praising Him. Really, beloved ones, the shiners, proclaim. The day will come when you and I have to proclaim and stand up for what is right without any hesitation, because we're defending God's glory. We're defending His kingdom. Now, I will show you a little clipping when Brother James and Brother Ed, it also happened. Jared said this, Brother Jared said this very much. He said, when those teens lead in worship, the heavens open. Is that right? I don't see teens today, but beloved Jay, be encouraged. And I want to come and share with them after my operation. Youth are with you, aren't they? Yeah. Beloved, God must set fire on our young people, and then we'll get reignited. We are little, slow, whatever. So, Africa's teaching me this. Those young people, on Sunday, remember, we are to glorify the Lord, we proclaim His glory to all the nations. Nations is people groups. 2,000 tongues, people groups, still have to hear. Haven't heard the name of Jesus. But even if they have, and here we say, oh, they all know Jesus, you'd be surprised. People don't know. They know, but they don't know have a personal relationship with Him. So He invites us. So these young people come together every, we can start. This song says, Jesus, the Lord, is the only one that is worthy to be glorified. When this was sung, and then there's one other one, Kirumbiza, God, we only worship You. I just fell on my face. And then came visions to one of the pastors. Angels were among us. And among the angels, our precious Pastor Kent, who now is home with the Lord, our national leader pastor in Malawi. So, God confirmed, but He gave us angels in worship. And when you worship, at home, and here, and wherever, worship, it invites, Jesus says, He inhabits the praises of His people. We cannot worship enough. We cannot. Sometimes I wish we'd worship a little longer, but I'll leave that to the leadership. Don't forget to worship. It's what we're created for. Okay, let's do this. Now, it's very African in style. You will enjoy it. I think I will go over here. And because I don't have a copy here of what I'm speaking about. And then we come to a close. Let's do the worship flow. There is none like You, Lord, worthy to be worshipped. through discipling, prayer, yes, coming through thick and thin with them. And then on Frontier are our orphans mixed in with the community. Girls, this is the church. Here the our youth are moving among the people, worshiping. We can do that. Don't laugh at them. Don't be shy. Get up and lift up holy hands and worship. That's the biblical way we do it to some extent. Don't be shy. Pastor Tomo right here, our dear national counselor, behind him, one of the other pastors. The boys, they never had a music lesson. They just teach themselves. The little ones come up to, Mama, I need you. So Mama stops and takes care of them, and then on he goes. Yeah. We can stop that one now. Jehovah, God Almighty. And now let's go to the PowerPoint. Martyr Place Church, as you saw in the bulletin, I think, they wave back to them. They're waving to you. Come on, I know. It's not an idol. It's just fun. Yeah. You are helping these kids. Vacation Bible School. I know they're all over there. Now they've again helped through Vacation Bible School generously to get shoes and a sweatshirt and a blanket or sheet, depending what is more needed. You see that rickety old roof up there? That's where we're praying to put a new roof on. This church is used for our nursery school program. It is used for as a dining room for the children and youth. You see some are youth, and then or teens, you say. And in the evening, the children every night come together to pray, also online. They pray, they preach, they translate what they preach. They pray for the sick. It's awesome. Okay. This is Pastor Gent in the white suit, together with Brother Cordar. Equip, teach, equip, empower, release. Every missionary, I know many missions do this. We are learning to do this. But they are teaching, have to teach here on worship. And Cordar is doing it together. Pastor Dent, a worshiper. Siena Mulungu, Akale Mulungu, Siena Mulungu, Akale Mulungu, Siena. If God is God, let him. This is a story. Amanda is blind at the Braille machine. He came to us years ago. He is part of the Iris Ministries, but they asked if I would sort of care for him because they didn't have somebody to oversee him, and I had other blind children, yet Joanna. And so this Braille machine was given to me by my sister-in-law in Illinois. And I said, Armando, put this booklet, Braille Ministry Press scripture booklet, El Camino para Dios, the way to God, into Braille, so that the people at his at the institution may start reading the word through Braille. And he knows a place where it can be duplicated. We just need a few little finances, but I'm going to talk to World Mission Press. I know they'll have something to help us duplicate. But isn't that exciting? The blind. The deaf are the blind. There's a deaf school. We have two of our youngsters, now 15, 16 years old, they're going to the deaf school. When I return, we're going to have to preach the gospel among the deaf. They can read, so that's not such a problem. Onward. Hey, look, isn't that awesome? We just got the third container. That means we've distributed 2 million and we are on the third million, 3 million. These are two boys from the community. They heard that there's scripture booklets and they come and knock at our gate. And Imam Joaquin, one of our worship leaders, he assists Jose now on my part where the orphans live with the food and the money and all. And he helps a lot with scripture distribution out of the container. And so these young lads come along, and let's get to the next one. Oh, we skipped one. There we go. Isn't that neat? But, hey, they can walk hours now with this, if necessary. They're all taking scripture booklets. Keep going. There they leave. The wall is finished. The scorpion wire is up. And we call it scorpion wire. And I'm no longer troubled with having to worry if thieves can come in. We still need the protection of the Lord. Unless the Lord builds the with dedication. He's totally crippled. He has a tricycle kind of bicycle for an adult, maneuvering it with his arms. And at the bottom, he filled it into a sack. He put it on that little rack. Scripture book on top. Another pastor comes to help him push. This is so encouraging. That's how we're going to the uttermost end. So he's going to his little part. He'll go by train now to Zambezia to distribute the word of God and preach salvation to the people there. Next one. That's again our church. We won't spend time on that. Next. Here is one of three. The brother here is our national secretary of Marple Press Church, Pastor White. Pastor White speaks fluent Shona. That's his area. He lives close to the border, about 4 to 5 hours from us. But he is working with Cordar, who has now been equipped to do the computers and all. He's helping me also in translations. He's Jose's assistant. It's a wonderful thing to see this happen. But Pastor White is one of three who are translating into the local dialect the way to God. They don't ask a penny. Others want to get paid for everything, not our people. Just so thankful that the word comes to them. I maybe I've shown this before, but this is the hospital mission we do every Friday. The loved ones, people are dying of AIDS here. You don't know it. It's a third world. This is sometimes the beds are not clean, and it's a needy, needy situation. But Jesus sat among the neediest, the smelliest, the lepers. So can't we also go a little bit? There's a stench in there. So what? There's a soul in there. Much more important. And so we come with the scripture book, as you see, this patient has one. That one is reading it. The other one is so sick, we lay it next to them. And I ask, excuse us, may we come in from Marple Press Church for a prayer ministry. And may we pray for the sick. We have been given permission for this ministry every Friday. And then we'd like to give them the word of God to strengthen them and encourage them. You know what the doctor said? Of course, this is much more important than medicine. Hallelujah. Amen. Six of the nurses knelt in the hospital corridors. We also want prayer. There's no shyness, onward. Hallelujah. There, our ladies, two of our women are going with me and others to the nurses are on break. That should have been first, but matter. Onward. Receiving the scripture booklets on break. Next one. There we're going to the beach. The Indian Ocean is right close to the hospital. We're evangelizing. I'm convinced we need to equip men, women, youth, teens, and children. Everybody can give out a scripture booklet and say, God loves you. We love church. Same thing here. Oh, who said yeah? All right. Oh, that's my dear Janet. They are wrapping again now. Scripture bookers. We're going to put them in the Thanksgiving boxes. Onward, quick. I like the way Steve says this. Yes, a new church is planted, dear ones, with scripture booklets. We are evangelizing in the big sugarcane factory again. God spoke to me. I'm driving that new little Nissan March. Thank God for that little car. May it just not scrape the ground too much. It's so low compared to the big one. We have to say that it just didn't work anymore for our finances side. And so God said, go to the sugarcane factory market and preach the gospel with Word Mission Press scripture booklets. I obeyed. I took my people along. That's Pastor Gabriel with his wife. He's the national evangelist. And then as people receive, get to the next one. They are so happy. The one holding the scripture book in front of him asks us, please come to my home. We want to start a church here. Church under the tree. The kids start singing, and because I knew some of the songs, so I just got started. And we are having a ball. We should have fun in life. That is among the poorest of the poor. Some of these might not know what to eat tomorrow. Big deal. Onward. And there's the first church planted. Again, Cordar went with me. I'm equipping this young man. He is anointed. Obeys what he's, you know, how to do it and to do it. And he's just a blessing for the youth. He's our youth leader. And so the first little church is planted. You see the scripture booklets. We give them so that they can start. Today I called home and they said 10 men already have joined in. Women are always joining quicker. I don't know what it is with you, dear men. Ah, welcome, dear men. You're terrific. But in many churches, it's the women first. Is that true in America? Maybe not so. In Mozambique, yes. But when 10 men commit themselves, so quick, next one, we're clapping and dancing. Next one, the government. Here, Pastor Lego was asked to pray. Dear ones, and he says, all of us stand. We don't ask, are you a Christian, are you a Muslim, are you a witch doctor? No. All stand, and let's all lift our hands to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Everybody does. Simply obey. I don't know. The anointing was there, and it happened. And the prayers are so anointed. And that's the same group that asks, as you can see them all in their uniforms, please, please, church, you need to pray for us. So they have this pastor's group locally, provincially, and nationally. Next one. I couldn't help, even with that silly old me. We danced for joy. Onward. There they are. The couple that founded the church and Asipio together with me. You know, dear ones, we go through lots of things in life. So do you. But this, what Brother Oswald said, fix your eyes on Jesus. Proclaim Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And that He is the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. This, every time I have situations, I pray that. And it just lifts because, Lord, this is yours. They are yours. I'm yours. All those other pastors are yours. Give your situations. They're the Lord's. And He'll solve it. And I've worked now 15 years together with them. I just thank the Lord for this time. Onward. And there are the mamas I work with. First Pastor Lego's wife, and then the others are in leadership. I work with them. My Bizek, the tallest one, her husband is part of the national leadership team, is in hospital and seriously ill. We don't know how many days he will have with us. So we need much courage, because that means we've lost our beloved Pastor Denta, and we don't know how long we have Pastor Bizek with us. You can pray with us. Just that God will have His way. Next one, I couldn't help it, I'm sorry. True religion, true faith is to care for orphans and widows. Do it in whatever way you can. When you preach the gospel, when Tim